Embrace the pain, embrace the suffering, because you embrace the divine purpose. Samson, strong in weakness, crushed the enemies of God. Joseph, strong in weakness, rose to the throne of Egypt. Job, strong in weakness, saw the glorious face of God. I asked for prominence. God gave me humiliation. I asked for power. He gave me weakness. Then I became usable. Some words of a song go like this. There burns a fire with sacred heat, white hot with holy flame, and all who dare pass through its blaze will not emerge the same. Some as bronze and some as silver, some as gold, then with great skill all are hammered by their sufferings on the anvil of His will. I'm learning now to trust His touch, to crave the fire's embrace. For though my past with sin was etched, His mercies did erase. Each time His purging cleanses deeper, I'm not sure that I'll survive. Yet the strength in growing weaker keeps my hungry soul alive. And the chorus, the refiner's fire has now become my sole desire, purged and cleansed and purified, that the Lord be glorified. He is consuming my soul, refining me, making me whole. No matter what I lose, I choose the refiner's fire. Let's pray. What more, O God, could we want than to be humble before You, to be intimate with You, to be flooded with sufficient grace, and to be powerful for Your cause, all things which come through our suffering. We embrace that with Paul. Gladly we embrace it. Gladly we are content with it, that You might truly be glorified and honored through us. O refiner, refine us. We choose the refiner's fire. We thank You, O Lord, for the good gift of grace and power, sweet